Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. This is going to be kind of a different podcast. Well, I guess they're all different, one from another, but different in the sense that we're introducing a person to you today. And the reason for that is that our director of ministries here at Christ Lincoln in Lincoln, Nebraska, is recommending to our congregation that we extend a call, a pastoral call, to a guy named Pastor Joe Barron, who is currently a pastor in Santa Clarita, California, and recommended we extend a call to him to be the next campus pastor, community pastor, at our Yankee Hill campus of Christ Lincoln. For those who may not know, I am the current campus pastor at our Yankee Hill campus, and the church is getting rid of me. So that's kind of the way. No, that's not what's happening, actually. I'm retiring, and so at the end of this year, and so the congregation Pastor Michael is recommending to the congregation to call Pastor Joe Barron as our next campus pastor here at Yankee Hill. So I wanted to just talk through the process a little bit with you, and then also give you some ways to meet Pastor Joe Barron. All right. So first off, the process. I announced my retirement, I think a little more than a year ago, because we wanted to do to have a process here at Christ Lincoln that would be probably not typical for Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations. So our congregation is part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And the typical process for a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as there's a pastoral change, is that the pastor either, let's say in good circumstances, takes a call to another congregation or retires. And then there's a time of vacancy. And really, the congregation does not focus on the next pastor until the current pastor retires or takes the call. And once if the congregation says farewell to the pastor and his family, and they go off to wherever they're going, then a circuit visitor, so a pastor who is part of the circuit, so we're divided into circuits in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So for instance, we are part of the Lincoln North Circuit here at Christ Lincoln. The circuit visitor would come in, meet with some congregational leaders, and begin to help put together a call committee based on the congregation's constitution. So that call committee would then meet, go through a self-study process, would search for names, request names from congregation members of who might be the next pastor, as well as from our, in this case, Nebraska district, request names from President Richard Snow, who's the president of our Nebraska district, and compile all those names together. The call committee would examine things like what we call PIFs and SETs, personal information forms and self-evaluation tools for each of those pastors, call the list down. And then the way call committees work differs from congregation to congregation. But let's say, for instance, might get the list down to about five pastors. They might or might not phone interview those pastors, see if they can get the list down even further. And then at some point, have the pastor come in for a congregational visit. Maybe not. It just depends on the setting. But eventually the call committee would have a congregational meeting, recommend to the congregation, we have one name to call, or we have three possibilities. We couldn't choose, so we're asking you to choose. And the congregation votes and chooses. And our belief is that the Holy Spirit guides that process so that the next pastor is chosen. In the interim time, there's one of two possibilities. A vacancy pastor would be assigned, although it's in cooperation with the congregation, but the circuit visitor would assign a vacancy pastor, a pastor who would be there during the time of vacancy. He would work typically part-time to be able to help the congregation out during that vacancy. Or there might be what's called an intentional interim. If there's a particular need for some more pastoral care during that vacancy time, then the, in our case, Nebraska district would work with the congregation to have a pastor who would be more than just coming in to preach on Sunday mornings, and do confirmation and that sort of thing, but really be there even up to full time to help the congregation work through some things that the congregation needs to work through during the time of vacancy. What we've decided to do here at Christ Lincoln is to try, if God would allow us, to avoid that time of vacancy, because congregations, while it has some positive pieces to a vacancy, it also has puts a great stress and strain on the congregation. And so we decided that it would be worthwhile, if God would allow, to not have a vacancy, but instead even have a time of pastoral overlap with a new pastor here. So in other words, I would serve alongside the new pastor for a period of time. Not that the pastor can't, he's perfectly capable of doing it on his own, but to have some overlap, to have some introductions and opportunities for the new pastor to do some things that perhaps he wouldn't be able to do if he was just serving by himself. Of course, there's a great cost to that. And so those of you listening to the podcast, just know that there is a cost to what we're doing here, the way we're doing it, as we have two pastors overlapping. And so encourage you with your offerings in that regard. You know, as we team together to have a smooth pastoral transition here. Of course, on the flip side, when you go into a time of vacancy, there's a cost to that. Oftentimes, that cost is congregational members just drifting away and sometimes never again being reconnected with a church. And so there is a significant cost, especially the larger the congregation is, that people will drift away and even drift away from the faith. So we examined that cost and said it's worthwhile to invest a little more in the financial side to potentially have a very smooth transition to a new pastor. All right. So what we've done here then is Pastor Michael, our director of ministries, called together a call recommendation committee with the clear idea that that committee would be working through the same kind of system that a call committee would, except that there's an added dimension of a director of ministries involved. And so the call recommendation committee really is assisting Pastor Michael, as he is the one who brings forth the recommendation to the congregation. Here's who he believes we should call. Of course, he's not just doing that on his own, but he's doing that with great input from the call recommendation committee, as well as other staff that are part of the process and so forth. And so, I don't know, probably would it have been 9 months ago or so, we began this process, and it has led to the point where Pastor Joe Barron of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Santa Clarita, California, is the person whom Pastor Michael is recommending to the congregation to call. We had a number of good candidates and some great discussion. I was part of it in the sense that I gave nomination for who might be the next pastor, but I was not on the call recommendation committee. I never met with the call recommendation committee. Talked to Pastor Michael a couple of times over the course of the process, but basically I was not really integral to the process. I did get a chance to meet with a couple of pastors as they came into town, including Pastor Joe. And as it turns out, I've known Pastor Joe for a long, long time because he grew up in our congregation, but I knew him as an elementary and middle and high school student. And so now getting to know him as a pastor has been just, it's been a great, tremendous blessing to me. So even though I was not integral to getting to the point where it was Pastor Joe is our person, just tangential talking to Pastor Michael and stuff about that, I am very, very excited about the possibility of our congregation calling Pastor Joe to come and be the next campus pastor here at Yankee Hill. I am very excited about that possibility. And I believe that the people of Christ Lincoln, if this all works out and we extend a call to Pastor Joe and he accepts that call and comes here, I believe that you, the people of Christ Lincoln, will be incredibly blessed to have Pastor Joe as one of your pastors and as the campus pastor here at our Yankee Hill campus. I'm very, very excited about this possibility. So there you have it. We were not able, due to scheduling, to bring Pastor Joe and his family, Sarah, his kids, Gus and Kyrie. We weren't able to bring them in prior to our call meeting that's going to take place on May the 15th, Thursday evening at 6:30 here at our Yankee Hill campus. We weren't able to bring them in to meet the whole congregation. I feel bad. I feel very bad about that. I apologize to the congregation for that. I wish we could have gotten them in here so that you could have a Q&A with them or something. But because of the times in which we live, you do have an opportunity to meet Pastor Joe in some ways. So I want to give you some places you could go where you can meet him a little bit and get to know him a little bit. All right. So, and I think what I'll do is I'll put these in the description of both the YouTube and the Spotify and other audio versions of this podcast, and also put them in the comments and that kind of thing to make sure that you can click on these links. If you're listening on an audio only version, Spotify or Apple or whatever you're listening on, make sure you, if you can't find the links there, go to the YouTube version of this podcast. Just go to Eagles on the Hill, search for Eagles on the Hill on YouTube, and then you'll see the links there. And you can either type them in, because I'll have them on the screen, or you can click on them, but you get a chance to meet Joe. So let me describe for you what these things are. Number one, first and foremost, is an interview I did with Pastor Joe before the call process even got started, before I even announced my retirement. It was well before that. I did not do the interview because of the idea that Pastor Joe might be the guy. I did the interview with Pastor Joe because I knew him from when he grew up here at Christ, and also because he has a great book, The Ends of the LCMS, and because he's becoming a leader in our church body. And so even though he's very young, I think he's been a pastor 7 years or 8 years, something like that, but he is fast becoming a leader in our church body. So I did an interview with him about the book that he wrote and so forth. And then also at the end of the interview, about the books that his wife, Sarah, has written. I think she's up to about 20 or 21 books at this point that Sarah has written. So she's quite the woman. And a great pastor's wife as well. So anyway, you can watch that interview on YouTube, and I have the link there on the screen. Another place to go and meet Pastor Joe a little bit is the Tim Allman podcast. Tim Allman, Pastor Tim Allman, is Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor, part of Unite Leadership Collective. And he did a podcast a little bit longer. I think it's about close to an hour, 50 minutes maybe. Podcast with Pastor Joe, again, about the book and about some of Joe's thinking. And so you can get a sense of where Pastor Joe is coming from, his ministry a little bit in California and that kind of thing. So again, this podcast, I don't know how old it is, probably a year or two old, not part of the call process at all, but you get to know Pastor Joe from this. And again, I put that up on the screen for you on YouTube. I'll put the link in the description so you'll be able to click on that. Another place to get to know Pastor Joe, this is, of course, different since pre-COVID. Now, post-COVID, a lot of times you can go and look up whatever church you want to find and look up the pastors and hear their sermons. Sermons aren't always the best way to evaluate a pastor, although I think in Pastor Joe's case, they are. You look at a couple of his sermons and you say, wow, he's a better preacher than Pastor Shike. So there you go. So I put that up there, their YouTube channel. And you can go to the YouTube channel, watch any of Pastor Joe's recent sermons and get a sense of the way he preaches and that sort of thing. So anyway, another possible way to get to know him a little bit. There you go. Last Sunday's sermon is on YouTube. I put the link on the screen, and it starts at about 32 minutes and 50 seconds into the recording, and runs till about 54 minutes. It's one of his longer sermons, actually. It's 21 minutes long. Usually he's around 15 to 18 minutes, something like that, from my experience, as I've watched him. And so there you go. You can watch his most recent sermon. I think it was from the Sunday after Easter is what that sermon is from, or other recent sermons as well. So again, sermons aren't always the best way to get to know a pastor, but they're one way, certainly. And you'll find that his sermons are very good. And I'm just looking forward to potentially, as we extend a call to him, and then he comes here, potentially accepts that call and comes, that our congregation will be very, very blessed, including me. I'll be blessed to hear Pastor Joe preach. So I'm excited about that and excited about the way he pastors. He's just a genuine, real guy. He's the real deal, as I like to say about him. And so exciting, exciting times for Christ Lincoln. So again, if you're, I like to just encourage you to get to know him. Apologize, we weren't able to get him out here to have a Q&A with you as a congregation. But I want you to get to know him, particularly if you're going to come to that call meeting on May 15th at 6:30 p.m. and be voting on that. I want you to be able to say, yeah, I want to vote for this. I think he would be a great pastor here at Christ Lincoln. So there you have it. That's what we got for you today on the podcast. Write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of this or other podcast topics you'd like us to do. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. So encourage you with that scripture today. Thanks for listening to the podcast.